Jim Caldwell speaking.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Doing great.
What have you seen from your offense the last 2 weeks? Obviously against good defenses, but what's been the issue for the Lions' attack the last 2 weeks?
Well, I think overall, I could sum it up by saying we've been just inconsistent. You know, we've had spurts where we've done things well. I have spurts where we haven't done things very well, and that's the issue that we have to solve. And it crosses all boundaries, run game, pass game, you name it.
Coach, what did the Patriots do particularly well on offense on Sunday that caused you some difficulty?
That's a team that does everything well. You know, obviously, you guys had a chance to see them up close and personal, and so you know they execute on offense, they execute on defense, they execute in their kicking game.
Coach, I know a big part of you taking the job was, you know, getting a chance to work with Matt. What were some of the things that you saw in him as far as, you know, furthering his development as a quarterback?
Well, you know, one of the things that jumps out at you right away when you get a chance to spend time with him is that, you know, he's a guy that certainly has great passion for the game. He's extremely studious, works extremely hard, and tries his best to get better every single day in all phases, his fundamentals, his mental approach to the game. I mean, the whole bit. He obviously, it's his vocation, but it's also his passion. And I think when you have that combination of things, that obviously you're going to see some improvement in his play. And I think he's on his way to doing just that.
Jim, now that Calvin has been back for a few games now, is he still playing through pain or affected by the injury?
No, yeah, you know, I mean, obviously you look at him and he's still able to run by guys. He's still able to make the catches he makes, and you know, he's fine.
What about Reggie? Is he going to be in uniform?
We'll see.
What do you believe has been at the center of your defensive success this season?
You know, that we've taken every week, you know, as a challenge, and every week's different, and we got to go out and prove that we can play good defense every single time we face an opponent. Now, every team gives us some different variety of things in order to attack us, and so that's the great thing about it. You have to measure up every week because of the varied system that you're going to operate against, and this week is no different. Obviously, Coach Trestman does a tremendous job in offensive football and makes it very, very difficult for teams to get a bead on him, so it'll be a real challenge for us as well.
Having had a chance to see Sue up close and personal these last 6-7 months, what's impressed you more than maybe you knew coming in?
You know, obviously you don't get a chance to know anything about them from the outside when you're playing against them. You know him as a player, and you know he's a great player, but you don't have an idea about his work habits. You don't have any idea about how his demeanor in the meeting rooms, what kind of teammate he is and all those kinds of things, what kind of leader he is. And so, you know, I learned a lot about him, you know, in that regard. And, I mean, it's all been extremely positive. You know, he works extremely hard. He's, you know, a true professional, a consummate professional in every way, and he's a very fine leader as well.
How has he handled speculation from the outside about his contract situation?
Yeah, I don't think he even deals with it, to be honest with you, because it was one of those things that were dealt with before the season started, and that's been it. The only time it ever comes up is when one of you guys asks that question.
Can you imagine having to run that defense without him next season?
You know, I'm worried about this game. I'm worried about Thursday, okay? I'm worried about playing the Chicago Bears, and that is it. That's it.
What about the turkey, anything like that concerning?
No, because typically we're working on Thursday.
Jim, before you were hired, the Lions had a reputation for being undisciplined and for kind of imploding late in the season. What have you done to kind of change that culture with the Lions?
Well, you know, we're late in the season right now, so we'll see.
Coach, you've obviously run into, last 2 weeks, two teams with the best record in football. What have you learned about your team in enduring kind of a tough patch here?
Yeah, you know, I think we learned quite a bit early in the season. You know, our team came back from, quite a few deficits there at the end, to win it at the end, showed determination, diligence, passion, never give up. And I think those things still hold true, even though the last couple of weeks we haven't gotten the results that we wanted. You know, I still think this is, a team that has resilience and is certainly capable of playing well.
When you look at the Bears' offensive line, what are your initial impressions of Kyle Long?
You know, I'll just, you know, as a whole, yeah, obviously it's a line that's big and physical, and when you're producing over 4 yards a carry, that's a good running attack. You know, obviously with one of the best backs in the league back there carrying the ball, you know, they've certainly done a great job.
What kind of leader is Dom Riolà for you, and what does it say that I think Thursday is going to be his 200th career start?
Yeah, I think any time that you have a guy that has that kind of longevity, obviously his experience is invaluable, and he's the apex of our offensive unit up front in the offensive line, and with his knowledge and experience, obviously he does a great job of demonstrating leadership.
Did you discipline him at all for the play at the end of Sunday's game?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Is there anything that you spoke to him about, or any discipline at all?
Like we do anybody else that has a foul or a personal foul. It's no different.
Jim, what have you seen from Jay Cutler over the past few games?
I see a guy that, number one, I think the thing that jumps out at you quickly is that you know, that particular position is one that gets a lot of scrutiny, but you look at this guy, and he's thrown, I think, 22 touchdown passes, had 12 interceptions. He's had 66.8, I think, has been his completion percentage. You know, that's a pretty doggone good year thus far at this stage, and I think he's playing well.
Have you seen more impact against him from defenses, whether from the pass rush or some of the coverages that he's been seeing?
You know, all I see is a guy who's very capable of lighting you up and putting a bunch of points on the board. That's what I see.
Jim, what was the key to your success against Aaron Rodgers?
That was a while back.
Right.
And, you know, it was one of those games where we played, you know, good defense, good solid defense, and did the things that we were taught to do.
Well, what specifically did that defense entail? I mean, was there any particular plan or of attack? Because he doesn't normally struggle like that.
Sure there was, but I don't think it's appropriate to tell you that at this point in time. I mean, it's something that we, you know, obviously we still have games to play.
Coach, what stood out to you about Joyke Bell in place of Reggie?
Obviously, he's a tough tone setter. He does a tremendous job in terms of running the football. He's a tough downhill guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's rugged. He's durable.
Coach, the Bears' defense had a little rough patch middle of the season. They bounced back the last couple weeks. They were very opportunistic last week. What are you seeing from them as you look at them on film?
Yeah, obviously it's a unit that has experience and has very capable players as well all across the front line. They got guys that can rush the passer, that can stop the run. You know, a good, solid, experienced, tough linebacking core. And obviously Briggs leads the way there, and then the perimeter. I mean, obviously they do a nice job, and you know, I think both safeties have 3 interceptions, I believe, and you know, obviously no Tim Jennings. We had him at Indy, and I know he's a tough, gritty player and makes plays. He's a playmaker. So you know, all across the board, I see a very, very good defense, and obviously without question that Mel and I have certainly known each other a long time, and I've always admired his work. He's been, you know, he does a great job with his guys.
What are your impressions of Ziggy and where he is on the learning curve?
He's coming, making progress. You know, he didn't play a whole lot of football, obviously, in college, and I think he's moving forward by leaps and bounds, but he's making progress every week, getting better.
What jumps out to you as his strength?
You know, he has many, you know, obviously. He's got strength, he's got speed, he's got power, he's got tenacity.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
See you Thursday.
See you Thursday.
Yep, thanks.